The HSE has said that 30% of all hospital admissions from COVID were in Castlebar and Letterkenny hospitals. Its chief operations officer, Anne O'Connor, said that an outbreak in the Mayo Hospital had produced 16 cases of the virus. We're joined this morning by Tony Canavan, who is chief executive of the Saoilte Group of Hospitals, which includes Mayo and Letterkenny. Tony Canavan, good morning.
Morning.
So how did the outbreak in Mayo happen?
We were notified of the outbreak towards the end of last week. We have a routine screening procedure in place in the hospital, which starts as patients come into the hospital and is repeated on their second day after admission and again after their fourth day. So the positive cases were picked up through that screening process.
Okay. So how do you know at this stage then how the outbreak happened, how someone at least or more than one person managed to perhaps get through that?
It's not clear. It's not certain at this point what the cause of the outbreak is. But we know that that a number of the cases that we have seen came into the hospital from the community. So in other words, they did get through the screening process, and because we were managing it as an outbreak, there was some transmission within the hospital as well after that.
Okay. When people come into the hospital on admission, are they treated as a COVID positive patient until proven otherwise?
Yeah, so all admissions at Mayo University Hospital are screened at day zero. In other words, they're screened at the point of entry into the hospital.
And have there been any other outbreaks in any other of your hospitals?
Not since the third wave, not since January, when there was outbreaks in nearly all of the hospitals across the country. So we've gone through a very settled period for quite a number of months, and the outbreak at Mayo General, which is being managed tightly, the outbreak at Mayo General is the first that we've seen.
Okay. Anne O'Connor also said that not everyone is being admitted because of COVID. They're coming in, they're presenting with something else, and then they're testing positive for COVID in the hospital. How many of those cases are actually then being treated for COVID in your hospital?
Well, our experience across all of the hospitals in our group, and we have yesterday we had 39 patients that were COVID-19 positive across all of those hospitals. So our experience has been that the majority of those patients are exhibiting only mild, or a very small number of them exhibiting moderate symptoms of COVID-19. So in most cases, people that are admitted to our hospital, nearly all of the cases in fact, they are being admitted for other clinical reasons not to do with COVID-19, and therefore their infection with COVID-19 is being picked up by the screening processes.
Right. So that's very interesting, isn't it? Because that presents a whole new interpretation then of the hospital figures. They would be included in the COVID positive figures, but they're not sick from COVID.
It's a very important interpretation for us as well, at a practical sense, because in the third wave of COVID-19, we were seeing something different. We were seeing lots of admissions to our hospitals and to our ICUs within hospitals of people that were sick with COVID. They were being treated for COVID, and that was the primary reason for their admission. But that doesn't mean that that the impact on the hospital services is any less, because all patients, once they're deemed COVID-19 positive, have to be managed in a particular way, and that puts hospital services under significant pressure.
I understand that, but it does present a different impression of the seriousness of the fourth wave of COVID in the community at this moment, though, doesn't it? If we look at hospitalizations as a key factor in determining how serious the situation is.
It does, for sure, and it's something that we're watching very closely, because in our view, right now, we're at the start of the fourth wave and the upward curve of that fourth wave. What we don't know about the fourth wave yet is the extent to which it will lead to patient morbidity, in other words, patients becoming very seriously ill and requiring treatment in hospital. And also, we don't know the effect it will have in terms of patient mortality.
And the people in your hospitals who are actually being treated for COVID, who are in your hospital because they are sick with COVID, do you have an age breakdown for those patients?
I don't. What I can say is that of all of the people that that are COVID positive, that we've, so those 40 or 39 people that we had yesterday, when we look across that, we can see people from all age ranges, right from the 90s down to the 20s. So of people that are testing positive, it's covering the full range of ages.
Okay. And people who are doubly vaccinated then presumably are somewhere in that cohort as well.
And that is one of the other things that we're watching very closely, that when we look again at the patients that are testing positive, we are seeing that some of them are doubly vaccinated, some of them are partially vaccinated, and some of them are not vaccinated at all. But yes, okay. Absolutely, there are some people who are testing positive who are doubly vaccinated.
But are they sick with COVID?
In most cases, those patients are showing very mild symptoms.
Okay, good. And in terms of your staff then, do you have enough staff at this stage where we're at, given the awful year and a bit that your staff have had? Are you experiencing pressures on your staff?
We're experiencing very significant pressures on all sites from a staffing perspective. And it is to do with, I suppose, the year that has gone by, and it is to do with the ongoing impact of COVID as well. So we still have to be careful with some members of staff that may be vulnerable to COVID, and therefore they're not available to work. And so there are a number of factors that are impacting, but all of our sites are significantly challenged in respect of staff, and particularly in respect of nursing staff.
And what are you doing about that? What can you do?
It's a very difficult situation because right now I don't think we're any different to any other hospital group or indeed any other part of the health service in the country, in that we have significant numbers of vacancies currently, and we're all trying to recruit from a relatively limited pool of nursing staff in particular. But we are in a constant state of recruitment and trying to fill the gaps. At times, okay. We've had to reduce the level of service to try and make sure that we have staff in the most important and pressurised areas, and we're taking those decisions as required.
Okay, so just finally, and back to the outbreak in Mayo where we started, you say it's being managed at the moment. Are you confident that the protocols and the procedures are in place, that no further outbreaks will happen, that people can feel safe when they go in?
Well, people should certainly feel safe when they come to our hospitals, and absolutely, I would say to any patient that is considering attending, for example, our emergency departments or attending for some other procedure at one of our hospitals, come to your local hospital, and you will be provided with good care, and you will be treated appropriately. We are absolutely confident that all of our hospitals, and we have checked and checked again, and we will be going back to this again this week, that the arrangements are in place in each of our hospital sites to make sure that we maintain the COVID and non-COVID streams in hospitals, and that the protocols that should be in place are in place. But that doesn't mean that there won't be outbreaks in hospitals. There will be outbreaks as we go forward, and it's important for us as service providers that we progress with that understanding and realisation that there will be outbreaks and we must manage them as they arise.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Tony Canavan, Chief Executive of the Saolta Group of Hospitals.